Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. This is the Just a Dad podcast, and it is 10:43 p.m. on a wonderful last day of May, May 31st, 2021. Let's give it up for the month of May. We couldn't have done it without you. Yeah, okay. How are you guys doing? How has everything been, right? I feel like it's been a lifetime. Really, I do. However, we know it hasn't. And so we can continue on. So, talk. What's up? Right? What's the newest thing in the, in the world going on for you today? Anyhow, I got to thinking, so I proposed to my ex-wife today, but she said no, because she thinks I'm only after my money, so, that's right, my money, sorry, okay, maybe we're starting off on the wrong foot, I don't know, so, I once took a trip to the North Pole, but it all went south from there. Oh, you can just imagine. I'm just laughing because I love these things so much. I mean, as a dad, how can you not like dad jokes, right? Like, you can't. You have to like them. You don't get the choice, right? If you're a dad, you have to have that dry humor. You gotta be able to just roll with some punches and just laugh about things, you know? And that's what it is, like, today, right? My wife sends me a picture, but, of course, her text message comes through first, you know? And it just says, I'm so stinking mad, or whatever, you know? And I'm just thinking, what? And it's, can you believe she painted this, you know? And I'm just thinking, I don't know what you're talking about, you know? And so, long story short, the picture comes through and it's, my front door where, there's looking in, not looking into my house, but, like if you're looking at my house, you got the front door and then you have my doorbell, which is where we have the Ring doorbell. And, cops going somewhere. You hear him? I hear him. But you got my Ring doorbell, and right underneath the Ring doorbell, there's this black smiley face, right? And it's like the size, it's like 6 inches in, I'd say circumference, right? For this, oh, no, another cop. So yeah, the circumference of this face, the circular happy face is, it's like 6 inches. So this is a big, thick smiley face that my daughter painted on my front door, basically. Or, the wall next to my front door and underneath my doorbell with black paint, and it stands out very well. And I'm just thinking, she painted a smiley face on my door. And my wife, she's just so mad. And then the next text comes through. She said she didn't do it. And I caught her in a lie. And she says, well, I see on the Ring camera that I can pull cameras and see that you're doing it, and then my daughter fessed up after that, right? Like, you'd think these kids would remember when you're painting in front of a video camera, you may be on video. So my kid fesses up, right? And I tell my wife, I was like, all it means is smile, you're on camera, right? Like, subconsciously, the intent was probably there and it was probably good. The way she carried it out, not so great, right? And that's the thing. As a dad, you gotta learn to smile about these things. You gotta show grace. You get some of this stuff, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I've just gone through enough of this stuff where these things just don't bother me, right? Like, I love it. I love the fact my 9-year-old daughter drew a smiley face outside of my house for everyone to see. Now, do I like nice clean cut lines and everything like that, like organization, proper, just the picturesque look of a styling, nice house and cleaned up and organized. Yeah, I love that, right? I love that. That is my happy place, right? Like having things in order, having organization, you know, having, you know, things symmetrical and, you know, level and all this stuff. That is where I'm most happy in my own home. But you can't have that and have 10 kids. You can't. I don't know if you can have that with 3 kids. Okay? So we pick our battles, right? You can live and die on the battle of, well, you're going to learn how to clean and all this, and that's fine. Pick your battle there if that's what you want. My kids clean. They have to, right? Just like I told my wife, tell her to get soap and water and wash it off. If it doesn't come off, honestly, I don't care. But what I am going to talk to my daughter about is what a pretty smiley face it is. And let's just get some paper next time. And if she wants to make it on a, you know, paint something, hey, you know what? I may just draw a little space on that outside with her, you know, just to show that I'm with it and, you know, in it with her to do this thing, you know, because that's how she wants to express herself. Let her express herself. Nothing wrong with expression, but there is, you know, a balance of lines, you know, guardrails you got to set up and you got to stay between. And that's what we teach our kids, right? We don't just scream at them about stuff. We teach them the guardrails for what we want to do and doing it right and safe, right? That way we can still do what we want, but we do it the right way. You know, there's a balance in there. And that's what you got to, as a parent, as a dad, that's what you got to figure out, right? Is my kid going to hear me say damn one day and then go around and probably go damn, 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 right? Yes, my kid is probably going to do that. And excuse my language, because I know this is PG and I didn't mean to go there. But yeah, the kid's going to do that. He's going to hear you say a word and repeat it, because that's what kids do. They mimic you, right? Because they want to be like you. So you got to set those you got to set those parameters for them. You got to help guide them into what they hear, what they see, what they speak, and put those parameters around it and let them be them, but show them the right way to be them. Okay? And whenever someone says, "Oh, I love hearing this," because if your kid wants to express themselves as a girl and they're a boy, that's great that you... No, I'm not for that. That's stupid. Okay? That is not what we're talking about here. So get your leftist liberal crap out of my podcast. Right? That's not where we're going. Okay? That's just stupidity. Alright? There's a difference between teaching your kid what's reality, okay, and giving them parameters and guidelines for reality, and teaching them something that is scientifically wrong. And telling them what's wrong is right. Okay, that is not okay. You don't teach your kid things that we know are wrong and tell them it's right. You know, even scripture says, those that call good bad and bad good, woe to them. You know what I mean? So it's not like this is new news. Okay? So stay on board with me here. Don't go off the tracks. Anyways. I had to give that little, you know, excursion of the truth there. Okay, you got to hear that sometimes. You may not like it. Deal with it. Truth hurts, okay? It comes with authority. So, live in it. But yeah, but you know, you can, you know, teach your kids and discipline them and correct them in all those different ways, you know. You don't have to just use loving manners or words to tell your kid not to do something. I absolutely do believe in the Switch. Okay? Not the Nintendo Switch, but the Switch that comes off the little tree in the backyard that grew from a stupid acorn that landed in the wrong spot. Right? I mean, I have no problem with that. Spatula, spoon, sandal, whatever your, you know, Puerto Rican mom decides to throw at you, whatever. Right? Go with it. Okay? Kids need to understand there's a respect factor in there as well. So, yeah, no, I'm not getting sick. I feel like I'm sniffling a little bit, but I'm okay. So, other than that, I'm on my way home, so that's always nice. I am yawning up a storm, though, and I don't know if you've noticed at all, but I do pause it now whenever I have to yawn, because I don't think I need to take up your time with that. So, let me tell you, Little League's getting real, guys. Okay, we got registration dates. We've got volunteer signups going. We've got the field getting managed. We're looking into dealing with the concessions and all that good fun stuff. And we got another team stepping on our toes in our territory, right? Who would have thought they let a travel team come through our territory and not tell us about it? I guess that since I'm the new guy, then the communication just hasn't been opened up good enough yet. So I'm making sure they know, you know, we're here, we're staying, you know, that's rolling. And honestly, I'd like to meet this travel team. And, you know, hey, anyone that comes out to play, well, that's travel ball. You know, we're doing stationary stuff. And in our area, I think I got the upper hand on them on that one. So, but yeah, but you know, you got to get along with your neighbors, right? And that's what this is. This is a neighboring team. And, you know, they all need love. So, I'm going to get out there and give them some sodas or some water, Gatorades or whatever. And, you know, let them feel welcome and treat them right. Because that's what you're supposed to do. So, what's past that, guys? We got anything else kicking going on? Anything like that? Got any suggestions for me? You know, there's a podcast number. You know, you could send me a message, right? You could leave me a message. You go to anchor.fm/castyourcaraway/messages, right? And leave me a message. You know you want to. You know you want to be on this podcast. You know you want to hear yourself talk, okay? How's that? I'll just be out there in the open and I'll say it. You want to hear yourself talk. And I, you know what? Start your little message to me off with, wow, this is going to be great. I get to hear myself talk. No, it sounds stupid that way, right? But you can legit get the joy of knowing I will absolutely pay, not pay, I'm not paying you, but I will play your episode or your little message on my episode and discuss whatever it is you want to talk about, right? And so you can give me a dad joke. The last caller did too. That's fine. You know, give me a dad joke. But you better like come to the plate, you know, ready to hit, right? I want to hear you say, this is stupid. That's not. Here's why. Let's talk about it, right? Let's talk about how being a dad and having 10 kids and taking over a little league while working full time and doing schoolwork is a bad, terrible idea, right? I don't care what you want to talk about. I'll talk about anything with you guys. Let's load my plate up some more, right? Yeah. Aside from that, there was one other thing I was thinking about talking about, but I don't remember what it was. So we can't really talk about that right now. Anyhow, you guys know I appreciate you. You know I enjoy doing this podcast. There's nothing better than being able to talk to all you wonderful people out there. And yeah, so why not, right? Why not be able to talk to you guys when I'm able to, you know? That's what I'm saying. So, I'll leave you with some music and maybe one more dad joke. You want another dad joke? I don't know. All right, what did Kim Jong-un say when his father died? His career was over. That's right, his career was over. Because he's Korean, you get that. All right, let's play some music. Let's jam, you want to? I do. Yeah, there we go. Can you hear it? Oh yeah. Are you up in the middle of the night? Are you far, far apart in the night? You were there like a throat touch climbing. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I could keep. Promise myself I would. One more promise I great day. Finish it well. Did I get so jaded? Life's mystery seems so faded. I can go when no one else we know. I know when no one else knows. Here I am, just a drowning to the brain. With a ticket for the runaway train.
Getting somewhere. Soon I will neither here nor there.
All right, runaway train, jamming it out all night. That's what we do. Appreciate you guys. Have a good night.